Up next, The Warehouse, a Speaking Of show by WFSU. Leon Brunson's restaurant, Leon's at Lake Ella, has been a staple of the Tallahassee food scene since its opening and was featured on an episode of Food Network's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives this year. The venue is a converted 1920s cottage located a stone's throw from the lake. Josh Johnson sat down with Chef Brunson at his restaurant to discuss the history, outlook, and future of Brunson and his eatery.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Speaking Of. I am sitting down today with somebody who is quickly becoming one of the favorite sons of my favorite city, somebody who has decorated our imaginations and our stomachs, our very own chef laureate, Leon Brunson. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Man, I'm excited. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
That was great. That's sweet.
So let me jump right into it. You know, we're not in the studio today. We're down here at your restaurant and looking out of that window at the lake and the people passing by. I just can't help but to think, you know, how community and sense of place has been so cool. So I've got two questions about that. How cool is it to be right in Central Park doing your thing in this area in particular?
I am so blessed and I don't take it for granted. I mean, I'm sure even you feel it today, just being here, a perfect day. You see the people, everyone's in good moods. The lake is calming. I mean, it is just, I am so blessed to have this as like my restaurant job. Like most restaurants you go to, they're going to shove you in, you know, the bottom, you know, a kitchen that has no windows. You're not going to see any sunlight. And that's going to be it for most of your days. I'm blessed to be able to be at a park where when I worked in a restaurant, this is where I would go on my day off. Like I would walk at parks or I would go outside and get the fresh air. And man, it is just so great. So many people you see walk here to be able to say like you're contributing to bringing people in Lake Ella. Like one of the things I'm working on currently is a project to show how much traffic I have brought in over the last, you know, 2 years, just through average ticket sales or through the amount of people we've served on a day-to-day basis. And it's full circle, right? So you have the point where you have a kid who watches me on Secret Chef who's super excited, and then the parents like, well, he's got a restaurant at Lake Ella. So then the kid's begging their parents to come here to Lake Ella. Then the family's here at Lake Ella. They have the food. They're feeding the ducks. They get a snow cone of Big Easy Snowballs. Maybe the family gets something from the coffee shop. And it just like completely is a full circle moment for this community of people here at Lake Ella and for the city of Tallahassee, dude. I'm sure you feel it. Like, I know you feel it.
There's no doubt. And, you know, speaking of community, not only are you engendering and building and fostering community through what you do, but food itself is a community builder. You know, speak on that a little bit. What does that mean to be able to, you know, somebody might be on a date at Leon's, somebody might be here after their wedding or after a funeral, whatever it is, that social gathering, your food is going to decorate that. What type of an honor is that?
It's almost surprising because you know everyone has to eat. So regardless at no matter what walk of life you are, everyone has to eat. And you're right, so many people come here for different occasions. I see a lot of people who come here and they'll bring their, you know, oh, my mother's in town, so I wanted to bring her to Leon's. And to me, that's special. Like of all the places that you could have gone, you know, you are entrusting this business and this restaurant with a quality and service that will be sufficient for someone important to you. And the same goes with weddings, nonprofits who choose me for their galas. Like it is seriously a blessing to be able to like share my food with these people. And it is impactful. And something I've learned recently is like, they remember it. If it's a great meal, if it's a great experience, like they remember it. And it that memory stems from people you meet in 2021. It could be a meal that you had in 2021 and you see them in 2025 and they just remember you. Like, man, I had your she crab at this event. Or when you catered for this person, I had your food. And it already establishes a level of trust into the person. But even more so, as you're getting a restaurant going, they want to support the restaurant because they've already had your food somewhere. So it's really, it's shocking. It's shocking.
And so, you know, my next question, I already have my answer, and I'm sure you do too. I'm actually surprised that it's a debate, but do you consider cooking or being a chef an art form?
Oh, man, I actually had to do a couple of projects on this one. I think so. I think I think it is. Like, you cannot rule out the amount of creativity and ideas and flexibility that goes into the creation of food just because it's being something that's consumed. Like, I feel like the consumption part of the food, a lot of people almost want to like, if this is a debate, that's the reason is that this art is then consumed and art forms and any other media form that doesn't happen.
Well, but with music is also consumed.
Right.
And that's where we do consume art and we digest it in the way I can listen to a song and hate it, and you can listen to a song and like it. We digest that song differently. So I absolutely, being in the arts and art peripheral for all of my life, you know, whether it's at the gallery or, you know, cultural activism or whatever, cooking is absolutely an art form. And I'm so glad that you agreed. But then you bring back that utilitarian component, right? Cooking's an art form that we can use because everybody's got to eat, but you spend your day putting out one of the best products Tallahassee's ever seen. Do you still like to cook in your private time? Is it something that you still do for yourself or for the people you love?
As of this year right now, the answer is no. But this is the thing. I always say the best chefs are the ones who, after they finish a 12-hour shift and they finish prepping, cooking, serving and cleaning and all that, the best ones are the ones who go home and they do it one more time. They've got one more in them. And that's where the magic happens. And so last October, I reached out. For the first time ever, I reached out and I was like, guys, I know that the Triple D show is about to air. I need help. Like, I need help. And honestly, the areas in which I need help, I realized if you're going to ask for help, know how you need it. And so I was like, you know what will help me is I want to be inspired to cook in my house more. All my equipment, everything in the restaurant came from my house. My cutting boards, my whisks, my rubber spatulas, saute pans. I don't have a single thing in my kitchen right now, right? This is back in October. It was just so that I could get the restaurant going. I took everything that I needed as we were getting busier, brought it over here. So I asked the Tallahassee community and new social media, said, hey, like, I need help. Like, if someone made a wish list for me of kitchen equipment. And now my kitchen's outfitted with Tupperware, nice pans, like all the things that I need to cook at home. And then the restaurant just got busier and busier. So for me, you're going to learn the most about food and you're going to become more talented when you cook at home. Here at the restaurant, there's so many things that are happening. But I still love, like, I haven't done it often, but that's to me the area that I want to get to, is creating at home, sharing on home, and then eventually coming to the restaurant and then putting it into a commercial field where I'm saying, man, I made this the other night. Let me share it with you guys for like the whole city of Tallahassee.
Absolutely. You brought up DDD. What a cool experience was that for you?
Man, it was cool for me. It was cooler for everyone around me, I feel like. Touché. Everyone feels like they won.
Absolutely.
Was, man, it just like, it. That is the coolest thing to me. Like, it's one thing for, you know, I could go and have this and be like, man, I'm on the Food Network. You know, I have pride behind that. But the amount of people at the Food and Wine Festival, Cleaver and Cork, at the Leadership Tallahassee Distinguished Leadership Award Gala, and even just here at the restaurant who come here and congratulate me and have watched this happen over the last 4 years, the feeling of their success, feeling like, the, you know, I played a role in this, or I helped at this point, or I contributed here, that to me is the coolest part, because they've seen it go from just cooking classes at home to now he's on Food Network. That to me is like, that's the coolest part.
It's like a Super Bowl for a city.
For a whole city, right, man.
The rings belong to the players, but the win belongs to the city.
Yes, the whole city is hype. And everywhere it's changed. You know, I go to CVS, Publix. I mean, people stop you. Congratulations. We saw your segment. We loved it. And that's the other thing, is these people love the segment. It wasn't a matter of like, I went on there, I was nervous. They love the segment. Good job on Triple D. And it just gave a level of validity to what I was doing that I think a lot of people already had. Mm-hmm. But it gives another layer of trust that's necessary for restaurants and hospitality that I think a lot of restaurants would be fortunate and thankful for, and I am, but we were already so busy.
Yeah.
You put this on top of it, it's like, oh my gosh.
But see, you've been public for a long time. That's not your first foray into being a public chef, right? Or a chef of note. Did it do anything to change your brain chemistry as a chef? Did it give you new ambitions, or are you still on the same path, making a good restaurant, making good food, serving your community? Or have you thought expansion? Are you thinking different things?
Man, it's tough because like this, like as the Triple D viewing was happening, it did feel like this was just, okay, we just have to show what we're doing to Food Network on camera. Mm-hmm. We didn't change anything that we had done. Everything that was told to us in terms like from Guy, who was like, you're going to need a bigger space. You need to start open for all the things that we had kind of already known, were just reinforced through the Triple D viewing. And the same situation once it released was the same deal. It's like people are coming to us and it's like, you need a bigger space, you need to do this. And it's like, these are things that we are already aware of and know. But I think once that show came out, it almost moved the timeline. And for us, it made a lot more things it made a lot of things more accessible. So before, when you're a restaurant and you're saying, I need these things, there's almost a question of like, do you really need it or do you want it? When the Triple D show came out, it's a matter of like, look, we got to line out the door to 10:30. Coolers are down. We're ordering, you know, about 1.25 now as much of food. We need these things. And I'm able to justify it through the amounts of business increase, through numbers, through revenue. So I feel motivated by the fact that I was able to, I'm able to share a lot more substantial evidence of the things that the restaurant needs. And I feel that it's an easier way to get there after the showing. As far as expansion goes, I have no plans. Like, a lot of people are like, we're going to miss you when you leave us here. Tell everybody, you know. I was like, I have no plans to leave this place. I really love the community here. I tell everyone if I went to another city, I would just be another person doing the same thing. It would be more competitive. The amount of people, the longer you're here, like the closer the circles get. And then there's always that community effort. Like, there's always such a community effort for the restaurants. I feel like that's what it has to take to keep a restaurant sustainable. So my goal is not expansion, not multiple restaurants. My goal is sustainability here in Tallahassee. So for over the years to come, if people are on I-10, if they're traveling here for graduation or moving their kids in, or, you know, they have all these things that are hospitality related, I want to be able to be here so I can contribute to that and then have those people go wherever. Have, you know, I hope a ambitious chef one day comes to the FSU School of Hospitality, graduates from Florida State, ends up consulting with me about what he should do for his career, and goes to Chicago and kills it. That's awesome. Like, I would love to do that same dream, but at the same time, I get to stay here close to my mom, and I also get to enjoy the city of Tallahassee and see it grow. So as far as like what's next, I think it's just a matter of like doubling down on the project that I had and then showing people its full potential. This thing is not even finished. We've never had a grand opening. Like, I mean, I tell people like, we're technically not even open. We are, but it's just so far, man. I mean, there's so many things that I had to almost like put out and just get out there to accommodate the high growth, that now I'm excited to have some time and finish and put a bow on it.
And this takes nothing away from your team, because it's obvious that you and the people that work for you have a great relationship and they love and respect you. But it's also obvious from some of the things that you said before that a lot of this undertaking, and you don't have to be humble here, you were doing yourself. Yeah. Let's talk about the resiliency that it takes to not only do it yourself, but to be so successful. And from what I've read, you started years and years ago as a Waffle House short order cook. So you can probably do anything from that world. But man, what does it take? You brought up maybe consulting. If somebody was looking at this interview who had the same dreams that you've had, what would you tell them that it takes?
Dude, you got to be fearless. You've got to get as close to failure as possible and just get scared out of your mind that this, and question everything you're doing, and then double down on it. Like, I think it's just, you've got to be fearless. So I would say for me, I was really not afraid of failure. It was a matter of, I'm going to keep moving forward and see where this thing takes me, and go with, and just be resilient. Like, I think you nailed it. It's just a matter of resilience and practicing that resilience and reinforcing it at every step. And if you need help, ask for help before you need it. You know, like, there's so many factors into it that I would hope that if somebody's watching this, they're able to say, there will be hard times. Things will almost seem impossible. There will be a lot of people giving a lot of advice, but there's something about sticking true to like what you know, and what you like, you can feel it in your head. You're like, I know this is right there. A couple factors have to go right, but it's right there. I hope that if somebody's ever experiencing that anxiety or doubt, that they're able to see this or hear this and say, okay, I feel better.
Such a cool thing you said. You said it at the beginning of the interview, and you said it now towards the end, this notion of asking for help. Whenever somebody thinks about community, you know, even me, I'm guilty of this. We always think about building community and being here for community. Sometimes the reciprocity of letting community be here for you is just as important.
Yes, man. I think that is just the underrated part of community. Because you're right. You want to build. You want to get bigger. You want to invite these people to these events. You want to do all this stuff. But the reason that a community exists is because they're supporting a cause or a person. And at that moment in the event, and they're few and far between, that you're like, you know what? Let me just let my guard down, drop my ego, and share with the people here that here's where I need that assistance. And it is always so shocking how far that existence extends. Like, you're always shocked by the people and the amount of support that you have, but then when you think about it, that's the community you built. You're just used, like, you're just utilizing your resources and seeing who is available to help you where. And you will never know that if you don't ask.
You know, on a side note, which I often go off on these tangents, I had a bone to pick with you, because before you showed up, Josh Johnson had the best head of hair in Tallahassee.
Ah,
and then
man.
You come into town with all of this stuff going on, man. I'm glad you covered it up for this interview.
Yeah, actually, let's just roll it down. There's a fresh shampoo on it today, too. So,
brother, I will say in closing, whether it's you building community, community helping build you, I just can't think of, as an art and culture person, a better cause to get behind. You have been a beacon for this community. I hope that you continue to be a beacon for this community. In closing, is there anything that we missed, anything that you have coming up,
yeah,
anything that you would like people to know?
I am on the board of Second Harvest. I'm on the chair of development, and I serve on the executive committee. While everything that I'm doing is exciting and fun, I think the restaurant's great. I think all the media opportunities, Food Network, Hulu, and all that stuff is a lot of fun. I think it's exciting for people.
Mm-hmm.
The work that I think is the most impactful for what I'm doing and what I will be doing is food insecurity in the Northwest Florida area. I cannot stress that enough, especially in the situations that you feel like we're in right now. That is going to be the most important thing that I do. I think what I'm doing now is great and it is fun, but in terms of like what's the most important, it's that involvement with Second Harvest. And I have to urge anybody who is looking for anywhere to support or how to support food banks, United Way, Red Cross, like these nonprofits all work together collectively to help with disaster response, food insecurity. And to me, that's the coolest part.
Absolutely. It just shows even more of who you are. And I agree, whatever we do, it has to be undergirded by some responsibility, and to know that your responsibility lies in things like social issues and food insecurity really just makes this so much cooler. I appreciate you joining me, man.
Yes,
I appreciate all of you for joining me. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.